My name is Christian Villery. My professor is Professor Long. This is English 1033, and it is February 27th. The title of my paper is called Louisiana Pole Vault Company. In high school, my friend and I liked to pole vault. The problem was that we did not have the correct equipment for it, so we would have to drive for an hour and a half to a facility where we could train under the watch of our coach. The trip was long and boring. Most of it consisted of riding down Interstate 12 going 80 for an hour. Once you turned onto Antioch Road, you could see the facility from almost a mile away. The landscape was very rural. There were fields and houses on both sides of the facility. Every time we drove up there, we would find a spot in the gravel parking lot next to the facility. Sitting in front of the facility was the coach's house, which was a small white trailer with a porch built onto the back. The porch had chairs and tables for parents to watch their kids vault while they waited for practice to end. The facility was a huge hangar-like object that made a half circle standing 25 feet off of the ground. The roof was made of a tough white tent tarp that was held up by aluminum beams that ran along the roof. Under the hangar was a large blue and gray pole vault mat. The mat was Olympic grade and had two large standards on each side holding up the clearance bar. Stretching away from the pit was the black runway that ran 100 feet back into another pit which was not covered by the hangar. We would only use the second pit if a lot of people were at practice. On one wall of the hangar there were four racks that held a ton of pole vault poles with easy access to vaulters. The racks covered an entire wall and held poles of all sizes. The smallest poles were on the left and they increasingly got larger the more you moved to the right until the hangar wall ended. At the very end of the same wall was a bunch of workout equipment jammed into a corner. They were mostly medicine balls, but there were a couple other items there too. Adjacent to that same wall, there were three pull-up bars that we would work out on after practices were over. The opposite wall was parallel to the first one. This wall held benches and chairs so that the vaulters would have a place to put their personal belongings and sit during practice. On the same wall higher up, there was a rope hanging from a beam that was never really used. There was also a table that Coach would normally stand on to video her vaulters so that she could give them feedback. On each side of the runway, there were black tiles of rubber laid down so that vaulters could walk with their spikes on. Normally, this is where you would find vaulters after practice. They would be laying on the ground, sweating, and wishing they could skip their after-practice workout. These same rubber tiles would also be where most vaulters did their stretches before practice and pole drills before jumping in the pit. To the left of the runway portion, not covered by the pit or the black mat, was turf. This turf was usually used for pole drills and sprint workouts after practice. The turf was green and red and always had small black bits of rubber on it from the runway getting torn by spikes. Every single bit of the facility had a purpose and trained many great vaulters, and still is today. Every time me and my friend arrived at this place, Coach did her best to make it feel like home. It was a warm place, always thriving with people of all ages from all over the state of Louisiana, and sometimes even other states.